The leader, Duke Y, Lucky Patch, Naboo Attack. The big lump's coming at them now. Naboo Attack went past Duke Y and Lucky Patch. Naboo Attack, he came, he commanded, and he conquered. Naboo Attack won it. But it's Lucky Mary Knoll in front, two clear, and the only female horse racing in Hong Kong's a winner. Lucky Mary Knoll beat Speedy Dragon. Zach had a look at Circuit 7. He is jogging here, Nervous Witness, and the haze has rolled right in. Here's three for David, and Nervous Witness is going to silence his opposition on debut. Nervous Witness beat Circuit 7.
It was a remarkable day for David Hayes, day one of the new Hong Kong racing season. Three phenomenal wins, three great stories as well. And he did predict it when we spoke to David in quarantine during the Hong Kong break that he would have a very big season number two, and he's kicked it off magnificently. David, congratulations. What a way to start this season.
Yeah, it was a terrific day, and they had crowds back at the race for the first time, so it was a good day to get a few winners.
What was that like? That would have been something special as well.
Yeah, well, they capped at 15,000, but I think they had 15,000. So, you know, it was nice. The average crowd used to be about 30 or 40, but with COVID, they're doing really well to get the people there. So, great.
Yeah, it was good to hear them cheering in the background, especially with Naboo Attack. But then it was almost not a stunned silence, but probably some shock with the ease of the win of Nervous Witness, who we ran a little Twitter contest yesterday. Name a more impressive debutante, an arrogant win. That was something stunning. I'm sure it was expected that he would perform very well on debut, but the arrogance and ease of that win, did that surprise you at all?
It actually on paper wasn't an overly strong race, and in his trials we just haven't let him go, and he's just dominated trials, not, you know, like a very, very classy horse. But probably I was thinking over the last few days of all the debut wins I've trained, probably the only one that I thought would be was similar was I've Got Chills.
And that was one of the nominated ones yesterday.
Yeah, she was an incredible win. She was in the same year as Miss Finland and all those good horses who debuted. But hers was, you know, one for the ages. And I think this was very good. What was so special about this win was the timing run, 55.7 untouched. And I think he ran a 21 in the middle there somewhere. So quite exceptional. So he's got a bright future. He got a big whack in the handicap, the same as Courier Wonder when he won. So I hope the handicap is right.
So what do you do with him now? Where do you plot the course? And how good is he? If you had him here in Australia, what type of race would you be aiming him at? What level is he at?
He'd be like a horse that, of course, he's a four-year-old, but at the class of a three-year-old sprinter, he'd be running in the Coolmore or the Dane Hill, that style of race. In his first preparation, but here I've just got to go through the grade. So he went out of class four, which is quite rare at the first run, and he'll go into a class 3000. I'll keep him at the track and distance in about a month's time.
Could he develop into one of, if not the best sprinter in Hong Kong? Has he got the potential to do that?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. The sprint form's very good here. They run exceptional times and have to be good. But Zach's a pretty good barometer, and he doesn't get carried away, and he was very impressed with him.
Well, the one who's got the form on the board, and we know very well here, is the former Galloper, Command and Conquer, is Naboo Attack, who continued his run in Hong Kong. And, gee, he was impressive. He's such a big lump of a horse, and he just needed that gap at the top of the straight, and he sprinted by them as well. And now you've got designs on the Hong Kong sprint at the end of the season, end of the year, I should say.
Yeah, I think so. The Hong Kong mile and the 2,000 metre races, they get raided from England and Japan, and it's incredibly hard to win, where the Hong Kong sprinters tend to mix it with the internationals. And so I just thought, look, he's two for two off world space runs. I'll space his runs and keep him sprinting, and then go up in distance against the domestic horses in the Group 1s at the end of the season.
What do you think ultimately is his best distance? If you keep him fresh, is he a sprinter, or what would you like to see him ultimately getting out to?
Look, he's a pretty good sprinter. He beat the best around on the weekend. But, look, if he's in Australia, I thought he would be an ideal sort of Menzies, therefore, Toorak, Emirates horse, that style of horse.
And your other winner on the day was an amazing story as well, because she's the only female racing in Hong Kong, Lucky Mary Knoll. Is it difficult to have a filly or a female racing over there in Hong Kong?
It's not a very... Not many people have done it, but I was lucky I had Elegant Fashion a long time ago, who was the horse of the year up here. So if they've got the constitution, there's no reason why they can't work. But she got up here and really struggled to settle in. And she took probably 10 runs to adjust for Hong Kong. But now she's got a rhythm. She's 2 seconds in a win. And I would say I'd follow her again next start, because she's bounced out of the race very, very well.
With the team you've got, David, could you challenge for the premiership this season?
Oh, it's a little bit early to say. Ask me in a month or two and they'll have a better idea. But I would... I'm sure I said to anyone who's asked, they always ask, do you predict how many winners you'll train them? I'll be very disappointed if we don't train double from last year. Because last year I had a stable full of first-season horses, and unless they're no girl attack or nervous witness, they just don't win in the first year. Well, they do win, but very rarely. And but in the second season, they adjust like Lucky Marinol, and they really improve. And she's a bit of a snapshot of a disappointing horse last year that improved. That's what I expect quite a bit regularly. So I'll rock it up the premiership in this. And I think I'll be better again in the year after. So as long as I double my winning.
Well, we saw Nabu Attack as the headline act along with the Flying Nervous Witness. Is there another name that we should be writing down in coming weeks?
I've got a nice horse running, which I've got from Price Bloodstock, who sold this horse to my client, and it's called Lord Thunder. And I think it's another one from Pricey that knows pretty well. So keep an eye out for that on the weekend. Blake Sheen will be riding it.
All right, we'll be on that one. And just a word on the boys. You spent your breakout here in Melbourne with him. You must be pretty proud of what they've been able to achieve since JD has joined Ben, because while they might not have a top liner, they're consistently rolling out winners and had a good day on Saturday as well.
Yeah, they nearly got a double, which was nice. They don't have the depth of good horses at the moment, but if they stick to their processes and work hard, I'm sure they'll start developing a new batch of horses that will be able to run and consistently in the metro area. But I really enjoyed my time down there with them. It made lockdown bearable.
And they said you weren't too overbearing. Have you softened?
Yeah. What was that?
They said you weren't too overbearing while you were there.
I've stepped out and I've stepped in, so I just was there just observing.
Was there a horse that we should follow from their team, a young one coming through that you like? I thought the performance on the weekend, and he's been brilliant this time in, Mr. Brightside as well, was great again.
I think Mr. Brightside's an obvious one. He reminds me of he's our Rocky a few years ago. I think Crosshaven will step up. I really liked his first up run, and I liked the way he was going through the grade. He's running on this weekend. And I think the horse, Craig, got it a bit wrong in the first on Saturday. I think he'll get his next start. It'll be hard to beat.
Have you spoken to the... Sandy Prince, yeah. Have you spoken to the boys too about how Paul Gilliam pulled up from the weekend?
He just got out-sprinted. They were just too fast for him. And probably wasn't comfortable at the Valley. I think he'll improve a lot in the heavily over 2,000 metres. I wouldn't drop off him yet.
All right, we'll look forward to that. And does Ben or JD have a chat to you and say, all these good horses that you got over in Hong Kong, you could have left one or two of them with us, you know?
Yeah, we're a family. But what happens up here is fat them. as well. So a lot of MP sources have been prepared at Lindsay Park, which is a big help. But what's mine is theirs, and what's theirs is theirs.
Good on you, David. Congratulations. Great start to the new Hong Kong season.
Thank you.
David Hayes joining us there. There's an early tip for the Hong Kong players on the weekend. Lord Thunder.